Joey, you know, Moses and Joshua were wonderful leaders for the people of Israel as they traveled on to the Promised Land. But in time, both of them died.
What happened after Joshua died? Did the people still serve the Lord?
No. After all God had done for them, even saving their lives, they forgot him. They turned away from the Lord and worshipped idols. They became like the people around them. When they broke God's laws, something happened. Guess what?
He took away his protection.
You're right. Then their enemies came charging in, raiding the country of food, animals. They took many people away to be their slaves.
What did they do then?
They cried out to God in prayer.
Oh, then they remembered him.
Then God showed his mercy and love. When God heard them cry out to him, he would raise up a leader called a judge. And God would fill this leader with his spirit and make him a strong warrior like Gideon and Jephthah and Samson. These leaders would drive out the enemy and destroy all the idols and lead the people back to God.
I wonder why they never learned to stay close to God.
It's like this, Joey. The people of Israel disobeyed God and married sons and daughters of the enemy. This brought idols of strange gods into their homes. Soon the people turned away from God.
You know, Dad, it's easy to slip away from God in these days, too. Instead of idols of stone and brass, kids have all kinds of things they practically worship, like rock stars and singers and all. When we listen to them and their messages, we forget God. God wants us to follow him.
This brings real happiness and everlasting life.
God loves each one of us very much. He sent his own son, Jesus, to die on the cross in your place and mine, to give us salvation, to be free from sin. We need God's life within us. Just ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Just pray to God now. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. Thank you for dying for my sins and giving me everlasting life.